Let's get started. So, first off, tell me who you are, why we're here.
My name is Todd Ricks. I have the pleasure of running our product management team for Windows Mobile Development Platform and the associated marketplace and platform services with it.
Awesome. And you told me you had some big news coming up, and you're about to announce it. Worldwide Partner Conference.
That's right, going down to New Orleans in a couple of days to announce a few really exciting things we think that are going to make a big impact for our developer and audience and community, as well as for millions of users around the world. So the first thing we're going to be announcing is that finally, for the Windows Marketplace, we're going to be opening it for application submission in 29 markets on July 27th. So developers in those markets at that time will be able to submit their applications for certification processing so that they can be published when we launch and announce Windows Mobile 6.5 later this fall.
That's awesome. And what is the submission process? So let's say I'm a developer and I'm excited about this. July 27th, I want to hit the gate running. How do I submit my app?
Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward. You go to HTTP. Developer.windowsmobile.com. You have a big orange button called register. You hit that, provide all the info on that, and then for the submission, we walk you through a pretty straightforward online submission process where you as a developer can upload your application, provide some information around it, tell us where you want to publish it, at what prices, and then when your application's through the certification process, because we test it for quality and content policies and so forth, then we publish it when we launch.
Cool. So these applications, you know, are they going to run on multiple different platforms within the Windows Mobile system? Because I know some people are using 5.0, some are using 6, 6.1, 6.5 is coming out soon.
Right.
So, you know, which one will it be available for?
Yeah, so so in the fall, we're going to make the Marketplace available for all Windows Mobile 6.5 users. So you'll be able to buy a new Windows Mobile 6.5 device with Marketplace preloaded and available on it. But we're also going to be announcing WPC as well, that we're going to make Marketplace available for Windows Mobile 6.0 as well as 6.1 devices.
Oh, great.
Smartphone standard edition as well as the professional edition of the products. We're going to make that available basically by the end of the year. So by the end of 2009, over 30 million Windows Phone customers are going to have the ability to discover, browse, buy, download applications for their Windows Phone.
That's great. So what are you most excited about for developers out there? Now you're going to make this available to the world. You're going to say, okay, get at it, guys. What's the most exciting thing?
Get developing. This is a huge opportunity for developers. And so certainly over the last year, there's been a lot of mobile marketplaces that have come out in the market. And frankly, the thing that's really changed and everyone's really excited about now is that users are really into applications. Mm-hmm. They're really into finding and discovering either the work, life, or play applications that help them get a little bit more out of life and are interesting. This is a huge opportunity for developers. And so what we've heard from developers and ISVs we want a simpler way, a more transparent way to not only create applications, but to distribute them broadly and to make money off of it, right?
Sure.
And so those are the two pieces that we've really put together with the Windows Marketplace is, global distribution with relatively, low friction process, online capabilities of publishing, and then the ability to monetize those applications, right? So when you sell them, we collect the money, pay you out 70% of whatever you set the price that you want to charge for, and we send you a check every month.
That's great. Now, let's talk about the design of the system. So when I go on my phone and I see this for the first time, is it going to be pretty intuitive? Or how did you guys get through this and figure out this is going to be a piece of cake? We just want to make this easy.
Yeah, well, the biggest obstacle for a lot of customers is complexity, right? I mean, Windows Mobile has had the ability to run applications pretty much since its inception, right? That's never been the challenge. The platform's a very rich platform enabling multitasking and over 10,000 APIs. It's been a great platform. Mm-hmm. The problem has been, and what we've heard from both ISVs and developers and users, that it's difficult, unless you're kind of a power user, to really easily find applications that you like and then be able to download and install them on the phone. So what we've done in Marketplace, basically, is try to take a very minimalist kind of approach, which I can show you on the phone, to make it super easy for users to find the application that they want, and with a couple clicks of the button, have it automatically download over the air directly to the device and automatically install. One of the big design principles that we wanted to do is make this as simple as possible for end users to find and discover applications they care about. So this is a Windows Mobile 6.5 device, the HTC Diamond running Windows Mobile 6.5. You can see users will discover all the applications basically by just hitting a simple icon called Marketplace. So the flag bag, the blue bag, we have a couple different pet names for it. So you open it up, and then the main menu interface is pretty straightforward. It's what you'd expect. You know, you have your showcase for applications most popular, which kind of goes to ratings and review rankings. We also, interestingly, have an operator store, which is going to be pretty unique to Marketplace, where mobile operators that we're partnered with are going to be able to showcase and highlight their applications and services in the same store shopping environment that you buy all the other applications that you might want for as well. You'll have what's new, and then you also have like categories. And then your My Applications folder is where your applications are that you've purchased. So if I hit categories, for example, you'll see that we'll have a number of different types of categories that you, the ISV, can determine exactly where you want to surface slot your application across the board. So about 14 different categories in total. One of the other items that we're going to be announcing at WPC2 is one of the key categories is called the Business Center. And the Business Center is where developers have built applications for businesses or business users are specifically, we're going to specifically put your application here because we'll be able to do some special things that make this available to BDMs and customers for those high-priced apps that you might have that businesses want. So if I hit Business Center and go into that category, we've basically come up with over 16 different categories of kind of vertical as well as horizontal business and enterprise type of applications that you as a developer can surface your application on. And we'll be able to promote this fact to all of our business customers through Microsoft's field and other marketing efforts as a way of getting enterprise and business applications easily available on your phone. Across enterprise resource planning to finance and law and healthcare type of applications. So we're pretty excited about that. It's a great way of taking a lot of the really rich enterprise and business-centric apps that Windows Mobile has historically been known for and making them easily available to end users on the phone. You know, the opportunity is now. Microsoft's all in. We're very committed to this market. We've made now the end-to-end process available for you from ideation basically to monetization. We brought that all to you and the developer and ISVs. And for those thousands of ISVs that have been our partners forever, here's a great opportunity for you to expand your footprint, to expand your addressable market. We're opening submission on July 27th worldwide. So register, get your apps dusted off or coded up and ready for submission. We're going to be making this available for Windows Mobile 6.0 as well as 6.1 devices in addition to Windows Mobile 6.5 later this year. We have the new Business Center for you enterprise and business-focused ISVs to really promote your wares. And just to make it a little bit more interesting, we're also going to be announcing a little bit later this month the details of a contest that we have, too.
Oh, cool.
That will reward and recognize with prizes large and small developers who have demonstrated incredible success in the marketplace, as well as rewarding artisanry and craftsmanship in their application design as well.
So stay tuned. Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
Hey, thanks, Max.